Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're continuing in the 11th Parak of Masech Sanhedrin. We are holding at Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis. So says the Mishnah. Again, all these Mishnahs now are just going to be going through the list of people who are Chayav Chenek. Zakin Mamre Al Pi Beis Din. Zakin Mamre Al Pi Beis Din is on the list. Shenemar Ki Pali Mimcha Davar Al Mishpat. Shlosha Bati Dinin Ha'isham. That there were three Bati Dinim. Echad Yoshev Al Pesach Harbais. One that sat by the entrance way to the Harbais. Ve'echad Yoshev Al Pesach Azara. One that sat by the entrance to the Azara. Ve'echad Yoshev and one that sat in Lishchas HaGazis. They went to the one that was by the Pesach Arbayis, v'omer, kach darashti v'kach darshu chaveri, chaveri, so meaning the Zakin Mamre went and he says, you know, here was what I darshened, and here's what my colleagues darshened. Kach li madati v'kach limdu chaveri. Here's what I learned, and here's what my colleagues learned. Im shamu omrim lahem. So if they hear it, so then meaning if what does that mean? Im shamu, that if the dayanim at the by the Pesach Harabayis, you know, have a masorah about how to paskin, so they tell it to them. The imlav ba'inam lo'osan shal Pesach Hazara. But if they don't have any sort of masorah, so they go to the dayanim at the Pesach Hazara. V'omer kach t'rashi. And again, the guy says, this is what I taught, this is what my friends taught. This is what I taught, this is what my colleagues taught. And if they have some sort of mesora about how to paskin, so they say, Vimlav, and if they don't have such a mesora, they go to the Dayanim HaGazis, because that's where the ultimate, the final psak goes out to the entirety of the Jewish people. That's referring to the Beis Nagadol by the Lishchas Hagazis. Chazur the Irav Hashavim v'limed kederach shaya lamad pater. So once the Beis Nagadol says what they hold, so everyone has to accept what the Beis Nagadol says. So what happens if he goes back to his city and he starts teaching exactly and learning exactly the way he used to teach and learn? So he's still going to be pater from Misa. Vim horalasos chayiv. But if he's not just teaching, he's paskining that this is the way you're supposed to do, then he's a zakin mamre. Shnemar v'ish asher ya'asev v'sadon enu chayiv ad she yore lasos. He's only going to be chayiv if he teaches halacha l'maisa. Talmud shahore lasos pater, if it's only a Talmud who's not yet on a madrega to be a dayan, that issues a hora'a against the Sanhedrin HaGadol, he is not a zakin mamre. Nimtza chumro kulo. Turns out that because he's such a mechutzav that he thinks he's arguing the Beis Nagadol when he's not even such a Gavra Rabba, that turns out to be a kula for him, because no one's going to take him seriously anyway since he's only a Talmud. Chomer in Mishnah Gimel, Chomer b'divrei Sofer m'b'divrei Torah. There's something more chomer about Dinim D'Rabbanan than there is about Dinim D'Araisa. Ha'omer ain't tefillin k'dei lavar al divrei Torah. If someone says that there's no such thing as a chiyuv of a mitzvah of tefillin, because he wants to go against that which it says in the Torah, because the Torah says there is a chiyuv, right? L'totafos ben enecho, pater, he's pater, he's as a zakin mamre, because the chiyuv to wear tefillin is something that's mefurish in the Torah. So everyone knows that the guy is a kook, right? No one's going to pay any attention, so he's not going to be chayiv misa as a zakin mamre. But chamish totafos lahosef al divrei sofrim chayiv. But if he says that there are five totafos in the tefillin to add on to that which the chachamim said, so then people might take him seriously, and then it's a real threat, and then he's going to be chayiv. So in that sense, the fact that he argues on the divrei chachamim and the divrei sofrim is more severe than arguing on the divrei Torah themselves. So to review what we learned today in Mishnah Beis, we said that a zakin mamre, the procedure is that he goes and he records to the lower two batei din first, that are near the harabayis, what his argument is with the other chachamim. If they don't have mesora, ultimately they bring it all the way up to the Sanhedrin HaGadol. Once the Sanhedrin HaGadol paskins, he is bound by that psak. If he goes back to his city and he says shiurim, where he goes through his own line of thinking, that's okay, he's pater. But if he starts paskining, then he's going to be then he's going to be chayiv, and also he's only going to be chayiv if he's a serious dayan. If he's just a talmid, then he's not going to be chayiv anyway. And then in Mishnah Gimel we said that in a certain sense the rabbanans are more severe than daraisas, because if he paskins against that which is the only divrei sofrim, people might take him seriously, and therefore he really does become a zaken mamre. Whereas if he paskins against that which is mefurish in the Torah, no one's going to take him seriously anyway, and therefore he will not become a zaken mamre. Okay, but Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Yud Aleph, Mishnah Dalit.